What's up? This is MK.
This is Kelly Lee.
Hey, this is Medusa.
This is Camden Cox
and Joel Corey.
New release dance.
New release dance with
Dave.
Tracy.
Yeah.
I'm Jax Jones.
New release dance with Dave Tracy.
Yes, welcome to New Release Dance. My name is Dave Tracy, back once again for another week of the best in brand new dance music, what is happening in the world of dance music, and of course, our superstar guest. This week, I'm delighted to have our guest on the show. I'm going to tell you about him in a minute. But first, let's do a quick look at what has been going on in the world of dance music. Some of the people really, really popping off right now. One lady by the name of LPGO. We've been remixing so many different people, dropping so many tunes. Her live sets in the US have me triggered. I cannot wait to get to a club. Also, music from Burns, brand new record from him called Talamanca, which is absolutely doing major bits. Kind of got a sound of something that Colch would do, a big orchestra instruments. Absolutely loving that as well. New music from MK by way of Celeste called Stop This Flame, which is a really great record as well. Also, Irish legend already. Legend in the making. His name is Shane Codd. He's dropped a brand new record last week called Always On My Mind. And that is going to do bits. But the man at the moment, the man is doing most bits, and he's number one in Beatport this week with his record. He is a Brazilian superstar touring all over the US right now. His name is Vintage Culture, and I think it's time we talk to him. All right, Vintage Culture, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, bro, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, bro.
Oh, no problem. It's great to finally catch up. We've been talking, you know, on text and on Instagram over the last the last while. So it's nice to finally talk to you.
It's been a lot of time there, bro, since the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. And you've been a busy guy. Let's talk about that in a second. But firstly, happy birthday. You had a big week this week on your birthday week, yeah?
Thank you, bro. Yes. So I turned 28 now, more responsibilities. I'm feeling good, yes.
Good, man. So let's just talk about lockdown first for you. Just pretty briefly touch on the amount of production you got to do over the last year and a bit.
Yeah, so about that, before the pandemic, I was touring a lot. And I didn't have time to sit down in my studio and like think, okay, like simply think, because we were like on the automatic mode, you know, tour, home, try to rest and go again, you know. So the first day was a kind of a shock, and I said to myself, like, okay, I need to, like, to create a new routine. So I was like going to the gym in the morning, just like to keep up the shape and the mental health, like the health at all. And after the after doing that, I was I get in the studio and stay there until like midnight or even more. So but since the pandemic starts, like it was on, I don't remember exactly, it was on March.
Yeah.
So since it started, maybe I produce one track each day. Not like a whole track, but an idea, a loop, a something interesting. So I spent this almost 2 years developing those ideas and developing the sound design, the way that I wanna push my sound to it. So I changed a lot on the pandemic. In certain ways, it was a good thing for my project, because while touring, you don't have the time to like sit down and think.
Yeah, no, it's been a really, it's a blessing in disguise for a lot of artists that have had that time to sit down and relax and get into music.
Yes.
But
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure to get up and move and be gone. So you just sit in the studio, get really creative. But you've been so successful in the records and remixes that you've done during this time, or even that have been released, like on Defected and some other like major labels. You know, your Let It Go remix, which was hugely successful for you. And bringing it up to date with the Love Tonight remix from Shouts.
Yeah.
Which, man, like, it's definitely one of the biggest records for me this year so far.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh? So, I started my relationship with Defected with It Is What It Is. You know the track?
Yeah, you know this one? It's so good.
Yeah. So, yes, the track is like the huge success. It's the most selling tracks of this year and in the previous year. So I started like to grow a relationship with Defected, and I am always the guy who is not afraid and not shy to ask. So I came to the guys from Defected. Hey, I love this track, Let It Go. Can I remix that shit? And then they send me these stems, but they say, hey, maybe we can't release, but I did the version and I sent it the first listen, and they say, whoa, this is fucking blowing my mind. This is blowing my mind. So yes, that's the story about it. So I asked it to remix it, and Let It Go is a great track, and I just remix it because I love it. And
yeah, I think that comes across. Like, that comes across when you love a record and you get to remix it. You always know the end product is going to be amazing, if only exactly. For your own sets as well.
And I saw a little gap there, you know, because the original version is like so full, like chill vibes, you know. And when I listened to the vocal, I could picture something more like interject on it. So
yeah,
I asked them for the stamps, they sent me, and it was like 2 days of work, and I Let It Go is there. Yeah,
and now
I get the chance to play the first time for the crowd here in US, and the response is amazing.
Yeah, so right now you're in the US and you're on your tour, which is currently, I think you're in Miami right now.
Yeah, I am in Miami now. I'm living here. But I have like 60 shows scheduled. I'm gonna fly a lot, dude.
So come here, tell me, what is it like? You know, yeah. I've been DJing for many, many years, so I know what it's like. But to get back in front of a crowd after having a break of, what is it, 18 months?
Yeah.
That first time you stood up and pressed the button, what was it like?
Bro, it's crazy. It's crazy. That's why I did free, you know?
Yeah.
Free is a message for me and from me for them, you know? So it kind of like to break the ice, you know?
Yeah, so free. So everybody knows what we're talking about here. We'll get onto it now all together. Free is your brand new record, Vintage Culture, Fancy Ink, with the amazing vocals of Roland Clark. Brand new record you've released last week. It was my Future Select. It's my record of the week. It's everything, man. It's so much energy, and I love it. But talk to us about the production of that and working with Roland Clark especially.
It's actually a crazy history also about that. Fancy Ink guys, they're my friends of production. We are buddies, so we are like always hanging out. And I saw them starting to do a bootleg from I Get Deep.
You sent me that, actually. So, you sent me that. I have that as well.
yeah. So I told them, guys, this is too good to be a bootleg or a remix. Let me talk to Roland. And I got the lyrics for this. So me and Gaspar and my friends at the house, we started like to write some lyrics about it. Like, I was in that mood, like, soon we will be free again, you know? So this track has a message that can impact now some parts of the world like USA, but this track is going to be like a fucking life to when Europe opens, when like Brazil opens and South America. So we have a lot to do with this track. This track is a message from the world, for the world, you know?
Yeah.
I wrote this with my friends with the heart, like, soon we'll be together again, celebrating here.
Yeah, no, the first time I heard it, I remember you sent it to me on WhatsApp, and there was no name, I didn't know who it was, but the vocal came through, and I was like, it's such a togetherness record. The experiences of being on the dance floor.
Yeah, I sent you the first. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. But it got me straight away, and then that heavy drop as well, and just gives you all of the dance floor energy you need.
Yes, yes. But the track has it all. It has the groove, has the vocal, has the drop.
Yeah, big time.
I think it's a perfect match for what we want now. We want to be free, happy, and like bumping.
Yeah, but so the other side of that as well is when you get to collaborate with other DJs, and I've seen some of the tracks and heard some of the tracks that you've done with the likes of John Summit, who you got on stage with at a show in the US just the other day. And you just got to with Sophie Tucker as well, and you dropped their remix that you guys have done. It sounds so good, and we've all seen on socials and stuff, but the actual you guys all being in the same place at the same time playing that to a huge crowd. Yeah.
I was missing that, bro, actually, the festival, like to see the artists, like to like network, you know. So I was playing after a summit, and somebody say, Lucas, I want you to join me to play Drinky. And I was like behind the decks downs, and I saw it, Sophie and Tucker, and I say, okay, we're gonna play this together because this is means a lot for us. Because I did a remix already for Drinky, and it's like a huge smash in Brazil. And then while I was like considering going back to tour here, Europe, okay, I have to deliver a new version, like from the now standards, you know. So I did it like an idea, and I sent to a summit, and then he did his magic.
He did his thing.
And it's a blast. I think the track is like is the most bomb track that I have in my set right now.
Yeah, it sounds great, guys. I'm really looking forward to being able to play that again. It's coming out soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Portuguese vocals. They're so fucking awesome. The combination of Sophie and Tucker, they are awesome. Summit is a fucking great guy. Play the track for again, because it was my first time to the big crowd again, you know. I think there was like 30k or 55 or something like that.
It's mental. Yeah, that was a day trip festival, wasn't it?
it was day trip
it looks so good.
It's 20 to 25k people. I was like a long time ago there, and not seeing that type of crowd.
People, yeah,
I was playing for cameras.
yeah. A bit emotional, I'm sure, as well, when you get to stand back in front of that crowd and do your thing.
Yes, bro, I was like having the time of my life there.
Amazing.
Yeah, it feels so good to be back, bro. It's crazy. It feels so good.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming over to definitely to Ireland and to Europe. Any plans for an Irish show? I think I saw a bit of something about it potentially when we do open up.
Yes, we come in. Actually, I was just in a call with my managers. We have a lot of things going on Europe. By September.
Amazing.
So
cool.
I can't tell much already yet, but Vintage Culture will be there, and
Perfect.
I miss the lens. I love it there. And
yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well, because there's a massive Brazilian contingent in Ireland and in Dublin particularly.
Ireland is an extension of Brazil.
Yeah.
I love it there, bro. I love it.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to having you back. I'll definitely be hanging out with you and we'll catch up. But I think it's time on the show that people go and check out Free. I think it's time on the show where I play Free for everybody. And we just take that energy and we look forward to your arrival.
Yes. Yeah, let's spread this message, because I think we are like close.
Yeah, absolutely.
One day closer to get back. So that's the message that I want to pass to the fans and to the listeners. And let's be free.
Well, so good to chat with that man. What an absolute legend and lovely guy. Lucas, aka Vintage Culture, killing it in the scene right now. So that is it for this week's episode. I need you to go and search New Release Dance, get on the Spotify playlist, get on the Apple Music playlist. That is where you get all the tunes every week. If you want to talk to me directly, get on Instagram. It's at DJ Dave Tracy or at New Release Dance for all of the information about the show over the next coming weeks. Going to be talking to Shane Codd on next week's episode, so make sure you follow on Spotify and Apple Music and you will get the updates right there. But until next time, go and check out Free by Vintage Culture, Fancy Inc., and the legendary Roland Clark.